Southwest Airlines is canceling flights and beefing up inspections on Boeing 737, similar to the one that developed a fuselage crack that blew a 5-foot hole open to the sky and forced a frightening emergency landing in Arizona on Friday. The National Transportation Safety Board said today that small cracks have been found in at least 3 more planes. Nearly 80 737s used by Southwest have been pulled out of service. 2 people passed out, but no one was seriously injured when Flight 812 from Phoenix to Sacramento began to lose cabin pressure, forcing the pilots to nosedive more than 20,000 feet in 4 minutes to make that emergency landing in Yuma. Andy Pastor covers the airline industry for the Wall Street Journal. We want to spend just a couple minutes with the latest with him. Andy, this particular plane, a 737-300, was 15 years old. Your thoughts on what happened?
Well, you have to put this into some perspective, Robin. I mean, first of all, this is a middle-aged plane, and there are a variety of inspections on planes, both younger and older than this, that are mandated by the FAA and by regulators around the world. So what you have here is a plane that had a lot of takeoffs and landings on it, and people are now trying to figure out why this rupture occurred. The significant issue, I think, is that there are relatively few of these planes in the U.S. There are many more used overseas. And in this case, Southwest actually went beyond what most airlines would have done. In fact, they grounded their entire fleet before they had any idea what caused it. And indeed, I don't think that people still have a very good idea of what caused it, or not a precise idea. They're still tinkering with the tests and still trying to do some analysis.
Well, we know that in 2008, Southwest was fined by the FAA for failing to do mandatory inspections for fuselage cracking on some of the 727s. Is this connected to that?
Not directly. They did get into a lot of trouble then for basically knowing that they failed to do some fuselage inspections and basically saying, well, we'll just do them later, and telling the FAA about them but continuing to fly the planes. And the FAA, of course, acquiesced. The local FAA officials acquiesced in that. So this time what you have is a really dramatic event with no clear cause, and so Southwest took the dramatic step of actually grounding the entire fleet. I believe that the FAA would not have required them to do that. They would have required some inspections, but Southwest actually, because of its previous trouble, I think went beyond what you would expect them to do. And ironically, of course, now they're in a position of having to show the FAA why these planes should be put back into service, and they're slowly doing that.
Well, we know that these cracks happen. Planes are under a lot of pressure when they take off. They expand. When the plane lands, they contract again. So this happens, and there are inspections that detect the cracks, and they are repaired. But we understand this particular area that ripped open only required visual inspections. So is the thinking that there's now going to be more intense inspections?
I think what will happen is there will be some stepped-up inspections of this particular model. And also, just to put it into a little bit of perspective, I think that people should remember this is not the only time that a fuselage has ripped open. Yes, indeed, it's very frightening and it's very dramatic and it should never happen and it's very hazardous. But indeed, there's an American 757 that had a hole in its fuselage. There's another Southwest aircraft. There are other instances where there's a rapid decompression and there is a rupture of the fuselage. And I'm certainly not suggesting it's not serious, but it is not something that the industry and airlines haven't dealt with before.
Well, but the New York Times is quoting, for instance, Douglas Clark. He's an airline maintenance specialist. He has nothing to do with his investigation, but he says it's amazing, first of all, that this hole didn't rip further than the 5 feet, because metal fatigue has been something that's plagued the industry for years. Is there an overall sense that airlines, maybe in an era of cost-cutting, are keeping planes in service too long?
I don't think that's the case. There are a variety of programs that have been in place for decades. It is expensive to do the inspections, and obviously in this case, a combination of a lot of cycles, a lot of takeoffs and landings, and something that should have been mandated, basically, an inspection or a type of inspection or a sequence of inspections that weren't done, that combination created a big problem. But old aircraft fly throughout the world. There are lots of programs to deal with them. And this shows that the system is not foolproof, but it certainly doesn't suggest that there's some basic fundamental problem with understanding metal fatigue.
Well, that's some comfort, Andy. Andy Pastor covers the airline business for the Wall Street Journal. Andy, thank you.
Thank you.